Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Dr. Love.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Dr. Love Show. Today's word is going to be opportunity. When thinking about opportunity has the ability to just show up, stay a while, or even pass us by. A lot of times we are in states of just kind of where we're thinking about what it is that we want to do and opportunities knocking, and we're distracted because of what's going on or the circumstance or whatever's pressing us at that time. However, opportunity doesn't wait to be discovered. You have to be open to the opportunity. You have to be open to the possibility that something could happen to change your life. At any moment in time, you could be surrounded by so much opportunity that if you really had someone show it to you, you wouldn't actually believe it was there. There's a lot of gloom and doom in the world. There's a lot of people complaining and concerned about the economy. I don't happen to be one of them, because if you ever stop and think about it, when was the last time that you went to the mall on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and the parking lot was empty unless it was 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning? That means there's people making money, there's people earning money, there's people who are spending money. And if that doesn't happen to be you, that would be because you need to, as I said in the last episode, make better choices. So let's talk about opportunity and choice. If you had an opportunity to start a business or expand your income by partnering with someone or even just restructuring your budget so that you have extra money at the end of the week or at the end of the month, that's possible. If you are a person who is in a situation where you don't have income, listen to the episode where I talk about how to make $1,000 a month using Goodwill. There is no excuse for anyone not to be able to create some kind of cash flow, either as main source of cash flow or additional cash flow, to provide you opportunities to invest in businesses, to buy something for cheap and sell it for high, or just provide a service. There are so many ways that opportunity can flow your way. However, if you're closed to the possibility, you say, well, that's beneath me. I'm not going to do that. There are so many things that I could do better with my time than do that. The problem is, how can you finance your dreams if you're not managing your gifts that you have today? Unless you make it a point to take responsibility for your income, cash flow, and your dreams and how you're going to get there, that's the only way you're going to get there for sure. Let's digress for a minute. Let's talk about something from a completely different perspective. Let's get money out of the way. And let's talk about the opportunity to meet someone. I remember a story when I was very young. There was this amusement park by the name of Crystal Beach. I remember it very well because it's one of those places that in the neighborhood I grew up in, it was someplace that we really looked forward to going to. I had the opportunity to go there for the very first time. I was very young, early teens, and I got there and it was like the greatest thing in the world to finally go. But when I got there, I happened to catch the eye of a young lady. To this day, I don't recall her name. And the reason why is because I was so entranced. I couldn't even speak. I went up to her, got the courage finally to get up to actually speak to her in person when I saw her. And I just kind of said, she said, what? And she's like, what are you saying? And I'm like, and she must have thought something was wrong with me, like I was afflicted or something, and she walked away. I was heartbroken because I didn't speak up. I didn't have the chutzpah, as it were, to be able to even speak to this girl. However, in going around the park, I had another opportunity to kind of cross her path again. And it's at that point in time, I cleared my throat. I took a deep breath and I introduced myself. We wound up having a rather nice conversation. Wound up spending an entire day together. We wound up holding hands and doing what young people do at an amusement park. Remember, this podcast is PG. And I wound up feeling like I was going to be with her forever. Teenagers, they think that stuff. They kind of get into that infatuation phase where they believe that they're going to be with somebody forever. However, I got the phone number. She got my phone number. We talked about calling each other and how we were going to spend time together. But when we left the amusement park, she never called me and I never called her. If you stop and think about the opportunities that are like that, you may have already met your soulmate and you missed it. Or did you? You'll never know because you may never have pursued that opportunity. So stop and think about all the different ways and possibilities and the permutations of how life introduces circumstances and situations to us that could take our experience, our life experience, in a completely different direction if we just follow our dreams. I mean, think about it. You could win the lottery, but you got to play. And if you're closed-minded about playing the lottery, you'll never know what it's like to actually win it. Then again, as they said in the advertisement many moons ago, you got to be in it to win it. And you have this conflict of whether or not I should or shouldn't. But if you take charge of today and just say, today I'm going to own the day so that I'm going to make the best decisions I possibly can to take me to where I want to go, you control your destiny. This ends the next episode of the Dr. Love Show, and I look forward to speaking to you again. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.